Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Jump from Van Halen bringing us back. We like that song. 7:12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're rocking and rolling here. I'm glad you're here. Rick Mathis is here. Rick's back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited too. Rick's the Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson, author of a bunch of books, including the On Demand Brand, also Branding Outbound. And he's one of our top strategic marketing experts. He's our good friend, Rick. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. You're always welcome here. So, you know, what is it the old Mark Twain, to paraphrase him a little bit, news of email's demise are greatly exaggerated. We've been hearing all these years how email was going to be taken over by all these things. Just sort of like radio, you know, everybody thought television were going to get rid of radio, internet was going to get rid of radio, and it's still around. It's still, in fact, radio is thriving right now in a lot of ways. Email is like that, isn't it? Email's still the horse, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. Social media and mobile apps and instant messaging, all that stuff may get all the buzz right now, Jim, but you and I both know it's old school marketing that brings home the bacon. On average, businesses earn as much as $40 for every $1 spent on email marketing.
Wow.
Vast majority of consumers prefer it as their mode of communication with brands, small and large.
Well, that's exactly right. But at the same time, because of that popularity, because of that success, that also creates a field of opportunity for the bad guys, right? It's a fertile ground for them to come in and take advantage of the dark side of that, right?
Absolutely. So email, universal, awesome, but it comes with a built-in flaw. Anyone can send an email impersonating someone else. It takes like 2 minutes to set up a webmail account and change the display name and pretend to be you or your small business and send out to consumers and other businesses. Mm-hmm.
All I've got to do is put my name in front of yours with a dot between them, and I've impersonated you, haven't I?
Absolutely. In fact, with Gmail, you have unlimited ability to put those little dots in and pretend to be, you know, Jim Blasingame.
This is how you identify them, isn't it, Rick? One of the ways you identify it, if you get something in that you're looks a little funny, and almost everything should look funny to you these days, just look up and see where it's from. See if it looks like it's really from imatheson.com or if it's from jim.imatheson.com, right?
That's right. In fact, today, 1 in 5 emails is now suspicious. It's that bad.
Yeah.
1 in 5, wow. Brand impersonations by email are up 13x since 2013, and I just saw this, Jim. The FBI did a report about 2 weeks ago that says this is all up 100% just between May 2018 and July 2019. We are talking about $26 billion in losses in just the last 3 years, so this is pretty serious.
Well, and see, I see it myself with things that'll say, you know, your package is stuck. Please click this and check it out. And it's somebody dot or network dot fedex.com. And I look up and see the FedEx. Most people do, and they think, oh, it's from FedEx, and they click on it. And then next thing you know, that they've got a real problem.
A very big problem. That is a typical scenario, and it's even worse on mobile phone, Jim, because you really have to go through an effort to pop open to see the email address.
Right.
And a lot of folks get hoodwinked when they're on their mobile phones, and these emails are meant to create that kind of sense of urgency, like that delayed package.
Right.
A lot of times it might be, you know, service suspension or past due or payment decline, things like that, because they want you to take an action before you think to check.
And I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something, Rick. I mean, look, I consider myself to be a pro at seeing these things. I've been reporting on this since before there was email, almost. So I do, you know, I'm very sensitive to this. You people like you have trained me over the years, but I've almost clicked on these stupid things, and I'm a pro at it. I can imagine how the average person out there who doesn't talk about this, doesn't see this all the time, it'd be easy to do it. And of course, the problem is when they click, they've downloaded a Trojan or some kind of ransomware or something in their system, haven't they?
Yes. In the worst case scenario, often with the malware or spyware, is if they don't target other people, but they target you and your employees, because they'll send you a webmail message saying problem with your account or password change required. You click on that, and you go to a page that looks just like your webmail login. Well, you fork over your password and username right then and there. Then they log on to your email. They have access to all your contacts, all your messages, and just sit there and read your emails. There was a couple on the East Coast. This title company had been hacked that way, a title officer. They were buying a dream house for $1.5 million in cash.
Right.
Well, the fraud was just sitting there, sent them an email right at the perfect time saying, okay, deal's ready to go through. Wire the proceeds to this account.
Yep.
They did, and they lost $1.5 million.
Wow. I see things that I don't know how they know, but I'll order something, and the next thing I know, I'll get something in, and it wasn't even through email. It was through the other person's website. I'll get something in that says, hey, you need to check on this, and I'm thinking that it made sense that it was a follow-up to what I just did, and it was one of these impersonators. So how do we protect ourselves from this?
Yeah, so what you want to do, there's two ways. One is there are folks that do what we've been describing with the dot in the name, they change the display name. Others will do lookalike domains. They'll actually set up domains that look very close to yours. What you want to do is you want to set up something called DMARC, D-M-A-R-C. It stands for Domain-Based Message Authentication Reporting and Conformance. Now, it takes just a few minutes, and your ISP or your web provider can tell you how to do it. You just kind of need to reach out to them. I think GoDaddy has a guide.
Spell it again, DMARC or DMARC?
DMARC, so D-M-A-R-C. Yeah,
okay.
And what it does is 70% of all email systems are enabled for DMARC. And what it does, it just makes the receiving email system learn about the sending email system to make sure that it's really you. And if it's not, if someone's faking you, what to do with that email. You
and,
can set it to quarantine or just.
And also watch, folks, for the people that you know who send you emails that don't look quite right. Well, they've done the opposite of what Rick just said. They've clicked on these things. They got hacked, and now you're getting a hacked email from them. And you don't want to become part of that mayhem. Quick break, right back with Rick Matheson. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.